Gashi Masulo. Petitioner is also from...
Would you do me a favor? Would you pull that top one down a little bit? There you go.
Petitioner is also from Albania. He is from the town of Sarande, Albania. In the early 1990s, Petitioner worked for the Democratic Party of Albania, the DP, giving speeches and disseminating pro-democracy propaganda. In March of 1991, while working for the DP, Petitioner was arrested from his hotel room and taken to El Basan prison for publicly opposing the Socialist Party. While in custody, he was tortured and beaten daily. Petitioner was released the night before elections, and the DP won the parliamentary elections and also the local elections in Sarande. Petitioner became vice chair of the DP in Sarande. But beginning in 1993, Petitioner began having conflicts with the DP. He criticized them openly. Four men arrested Petitioner in his hotel room for his statements about the DP. The Sheikh, or the secret police, interrogated Petitioner every day, beat him on his feet, and at night poured cold water on him. A DP official came to see Petitioner and threatened to cut off his tongue. On April 8, 1994, Petitioner was arrested again at home by Sheikh, secret police agents, who told him it was for criticizing upper echelon DP members. Petitioner was tortured daily for 2 months and held in solitary confinement for the full 2 months. The next arrest was in 1996, when Petitioner spoke out against the DP, changing the election system away from a majority system. He was beaten in a jail for 4 days when a DP member named Deleve Bregu asked Petitioner why he opposed the DP change in election laws. Bregu told Petitioner it was his last chance, that if Petitioner were caught again, real bad things would happen to him. After 4 days of torture, Petitioner was taken to a hospital for 2 weeks. After release, Petitioner was told he was no longer a DP member. After receiving a summons to appear in court, Petitioner fled to the USA. After leaving, his brother was kidnapped and the family's bakery was burned to the ground due to arson. Prior to the hearing in this case, the INS sent the arrest summons from March of 96 to the U.S. Embassy, which presented it to the Sarande police station to see if it was authentic. They claimed it was fraudulent. It should be noted that in 1997, when the socialists came to power, there was complete anarchy in Albania, and all of the government buildings in Petitioner's hometown of Sarande were destroyed. The immigration judge denied asylum based on a single hearsay document, the report about the arrest summons, which Petitioner was not permitted to challenge. An Albanian national named Artan Sethi, employed by the U.S. Embassy in Tirana, conducted an investigation at the request of immigration judge Vinokur. Mr. Sethi declared several documents invalid, specifically the arrest warrant of March of 1996. The chief of Sarande police replied that, quote, there were no records to verify the genuineness of the arrest summons. But he did not say that the arrest summons was fraudulent. Further, the chief of police said the arrest was not valid because the person who signed it was never a chief or employee of the Sarande Commission. Mr. Nasi was appointed by the Socialist Party, the police chief, and he did not want to admit facts which would present a poor image of his regime. Mr. Sethi, the author of the report, merely presents conjecture the document is false with no real proof. The same is true of the release order of January 1996. Petitioner was never given a chance to cross-examine the investigator of these documents, and it does not falsify Petitioner's case. The immigration judge flatly denied Petitioner counsel's request to subpoena the investigator of the document. If this petition is not granted, Petitioner requests this case be remanded to subpoena the investigator. Petitioner's counsel, Isuf Kola, has also informed me that Mr. Sethi, who was in charge of the report, is currently living in the U.S. and could be subpoenaed. Petitioner has presented a more than substantial case of evidence of persecution, for criticizing the Democratic Party of Albania and ask for the petition for review be granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Tony.
May it please the Court. First, Ms. Tony, for the Attorney General. The immigration judge's adverse credibility determination must be upheld here unless the evidence compels a contrary conclusion. There's no such conclusion compelled here. The IJ raised questions about the petitioner's credibility based in part on key aspects of his persecution story, which changed between his application and his hearing testimony. And then those doubts about credibility were further supported by the petitioner's own documentation, which had many of the trappings of fraud. On this particular record, the evidence does not compel a conclusion that the petitioner should be deemed credible, and the immigration judge did not abuse his discretion as a fact finder in denying this petition based on political persecution. Now, if the court would like, I can run through the evidence.
We've already read the brief very carefully.
Okay. I don't want to unnecessarily take the court's time.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Would the court like me to talk about the due process argument at all?
You should talk about what you think you want to talk about.
Your Honor, the due process.
But there's not necessary to talk to solve your 10 minutes, so up to you.
We believe the due process argument is controlled by this court's decision in Caprick versus Ashcroft. It's exactly the kind of procedural error that the BIA could have corrected. He didn't raise it to the BIA. He raised it in his motion for reconsideration, but he didn't appeal from that decision. It's not before this court. One point I would make based on what opposing counsel has just said, this information about the consular investigator being in the United States has, of course, never come up at any previous time. It's certainly not in the record. It's important to note that that consular report was extremely troubling, and it was the petitioner's own counsel who suggested sending these documents, these originals, to the State Department to have field work done on them because there had been issues just on facially looking at these documents that they might be fraudulent. So it was, in fact, their own suggestion that these go to the State Department. The State Department then sent them to the embassy in Tirana, and they did a full-fledged investigation. Once the consular report came back in, the immigration judge gave them 10 additional months to introduce any other evidence, to bring in expert witnesses to challenge this consular report, undermine any part of it. They didn't do it. So the notion that they did not get a chance to challenge the consular report is simply incorrect. If the court has no specific questions on this case, I won't take the court's time. I would, with the court's permission, address one question that came up in the first case, which was the question that Your Honor had about why so many immigration cases all of a sudden. In fact, the Federal Register notice that accompanies the streamlining provisions that were adopted by the BIA, both the initially and on the final regulation, it sets out the progression, how immigration cases have increased in this country. The massive increase actually predates 9/11 and the Patriot Act. It had been increasing for some time. It began exponentially increasing at some point. Also, the caseload, I know it seems like a tremendous caseload for this court, but I am not with the Office of Immigration Litigation. I'm with the Civil Division Appellate Staff. And the caseload for OIL became so tremendous at some point this year that cases began being sent throughout the Civil Division, so that we are all handling these cases now because they are too much for one section to handle. I just wanted to provide that information to the court.
So we shouldn't feel sorry for ourselves. We should feel more sorry for you.
That wasn't my point, but Your Honor is free to take what you like out of it. But simply to provide the court with more information that this,
sure,
everyone is handling these cases.
Yeah.
We would simply ask the court to deny the petition for review. Thank you.
Mr. Hannigan, anything more?
Your Honors, I would just like to say about the consular report, it only calls into question the March 1996 arrest and a release order. And it does not, there were still several other arrests of petitioner where he was tortured and beaten, and he was also spent 2 months in El Bassan prison, and he was in solitary confinement. The reason we could not come up with any records in that 10 months was because, as I said, after 1997, when there was complete lawlessness in Albania, all of the government buildings in petitioner's town were destroyed. So those records are no longer available. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take this case under advisement and move to the